8:38 on the ticket. The Morning Musers out here today at Fan and Tree Farm in Frisco. It's Giorgio and Gordo. Junior is skiing. That's unnecessary mic testing. And the Fan and Tree Farm spring sale is underway. We'll go through the weekend. They're going to be open Saturday and Sunday. You can save on trees. Every tree is on sale, up to 30% off select inventory. We love coming out here. The people are really nice. They do have an amazing inventory of trees. And the P1s like coming out here too, Gordo.
That's right. That's why we're going to go talk to the P1s right now, Giorgio.
Okay.
Let's meet some P1s. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good.
What's your name?
My name's Matt.
What do you do, Matt?
You know, we had the same conversation a year ago this
right
morning.
Here?
Yeah, but I thought you'd lost your job and got a new job since then.
Boy, what does Matt... This is good. Let's guess what he does. He told us last year.
Yeah, he told us last year.
Now
I remember.
Ringing a bell.
I remember, but I want to see if George can remember.
Pilot? No.
No, but there was a pilot here.
There was a pilot here.
Yeah.
Do you remember, Gordo?
Yes, I remember.
What?
No, you're guessing.
You're guessing, too.
No, I'm not guessing. I'm not guessing. I've already talked with, what's your name, John?
You don't know. Make a guess. Come on, play the game.
He's a minister.
It's very generic. I'll give you that.
Okay. Did we dogpile you because your job's really generic?
Yeah, we went through all that.
Data research or something?
It's product management.
Wow.
What in the heck is
that's so bad.
Product management.
Product management.
Right.
I don't think there could be anything more generic than that.
I'm sorry. And you're laughing at your job. It's probably a really good job.
You're still in the same job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And how many years have you been managing a product?
8 years or so. Yeah.
Wow. What kind of product are we talking about here?
It's like digital strategy.
Wait a second. I've got to steady myself here.
Slumping in my chair.
That was a life force drain.
So it is data.
You're a product manager of digital strategy. That is just such made up business jargon bingo.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't even know. No one knows.
No one knows. That's the thing.
No one knows. They can't even describe their own job.
No. Everyone just is BSing each other at their company, and they all just assume that other ones, they actually have real jobs. It's all
John,
fake.
Let's get together and see just how scalable this is.
Yeah, I definitely want to do that, sir. What we're trying to do with our digital strategy is we want to make sure that we got a real 30,000-foot view on it. And,
okay.
We're going to make it scalable, and we're going to project that into the future.
Have you been digging really deep on what our problem is right now?
Yeah, we did. We did a deep dive on that, and I did put some reports on your desk. I don't know if you saw them.
Oh, I saw them. I have no idea what they mean.
Yeah,
neither do I.
I just threw some graphics on there and everything.
John works hard every day.
You guys are
killing
hired.
It.
Matt. It's Matt.
Oh, John.
Product,
Matt.
Product.
Yeah, sorry.
His name is Matt.
It's Matt. Sorry, Matt.
And you're real generic looking, too. That's the other thing.
That's my whole bit.
You have a face that looks like a kid sketched it and then erased it and then sketched it again.
Look how friendly he is, though. He's such a nice guy, and we just kill him every year. I'm sorry.
Man, the lines are real undefined. Anyway. All right, yeah. And so has death ever touched your life?
Oh, no. Don't say that. Yes, of course.
Yes.
Oh, it's Friday. Yes. It's uplifting. Look, go out there talking death.
Well, the last time he asked if I was in the room with my wife while she gave birth, so death is probably an easier conversation than that.
Oh, wow.
Okay, yeah. Okay. What did we talk about with your wife? You were in the room?
Yeah, you asked if I saw lower hell when all that was happening.
I remember that now.
Even you're almost embarrassed about that you asked that question.
And did you see?
Look at Matt.
Did it look like a war zone?
Oh, man.
Did it look like the back of...
No, don't go.
What?
Go ahead.
What?
It was bad. It was not good. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I took one look, and that was all I needed.
Yeah. You're like not thinking about that when
back
that's
of Kennedy's
happening.
Limo.
You're thinking about this miracle unfolding in front of you. You're not thinking
about...
Did
it look like a miracle,
John? You're not thinking like a fifth grader. Stop it.
It was something I'd never seen before. Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Looked like a miracle, huh?
Yes, exactly.
It was. Oh. Yes.
All right. All right. Well, thank you. And how old's the baby now?
We have a 11, 9, and 7-year-old.
Oh, Oh, congratulations. And you were in for all of them, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. At the conception and the birth.
Supposedly, yeah.
Oh, man. Okay.
Okay.
It was like we're still doing some fact-finding there. Okay.
Right. Well, God bless.
Thank you very much.
Okay, that's John?
Matt.
Matt.
Matt. Okay. That's Matt. All right, how you doing, ma'am?
I'm good, thanks.
What's your name?
Cindy.
Cindy. And what's your story, Cindy?
Well, I'm taking the day off today.
All right.
I'm going to get some entertainment. Two shows I'm on this morning. It's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. So what do you do for a living that you're taking time away from that job?
It's very generic.
What is it?
Director of Sales Operations.
Just say you're Director of Sales Operations.
Yeah, just added operations. See, this is, I'm telling you, this is white people stuff.
Yeah, it really
white
is.
People trick up the business world so much with a bunch of unnecessary verbiage.
Yeah.
All right, so what kind of sales operations are they? Like, what kind of company? What do you make, do?
So yesterday, I'm using the news, you talked about a conference being canceled, mm-hmm. the graphing calculators for TI, so mm-hmm. that's what I do.
Oh. You do graphing calculators?
Yes.
Okay.
Really? You know, some people collect those old TI calculators. They're collectibles now.
But we do not have pocket protectors at TI.
Mm-hmm. There's not. Yeah. That's an old thing?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. How I was just cracking an old joke.
How long have you been with TI?
14 years.
14 years. It's good. They still have a good pension.
Yeah, I don't qualify.
That's my generic white guy talk.
Good pension.
Pretty good pension over there.
That's old school talk.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah. There's no more pensions anymore, is there?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Who was the guy who worked for TI, invented the, or helped invent the circuit, the microcircuit?
Jack Kilby.
Jack Kilby. That's right. That's right. God rest his soul. He passed away.
Yes, he did.
Passed away. Well, thanks for taking the day off just to come see our show.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Are you married?
I am.
How long have you been married?
13 years.
13 years. So shortly after you worked at TI, you fell in love with your boss, and you became the second Mrs. Boss.
Not at all. Not at all.
Where'd you meet your husband?
Well, we were both teaching and coaching at the time, so we called it choir practice, but it was happy hour.
Mm-hmm. And so where were you teaching?
At that time, Allen.
Allen School District, Allen High School.
What'd you coach?
Soccer and volleyball.
Nice.
What did he coach?
Football, track, and basketball.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm. Okay.
So you guys are sports royalty in Allen.
Well, we're P1s, though. We love being here.
Yeah, Novo got fired for your relationship?
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, no. Here we have it.
Does he still coach? Does he get out of coaching?
No, we both left.
Oh, way to go, George.
Sorry.
Did y'all have kids?
We do. 7 or 8 and a 10-year-old.
Oh, congratulations. Both boys? Or
girl and boy.
That's what I'm saying. Girl and boy.
Uh-huh.
Very nice. George says he loves you.
Oh, I love him, too.
Oh, that's great.
Did you hear John's story over there?
Yeah, I heard Matt. Yeah.
Was your husband in there when you were giving birth?
Yes, he was. Yeah.
Did you want him in there?
Yeah, I got cut open, so it was helpful.
Oh, boy. Well, that's good that he
both
was in there.
Both times they cut you open?
Yeah.
You're talking about a cesarean, not an episiotomy, right?
Right, a cesarean,
gosh.
Yeah.
Gosh.
What? This is a medical term, Giorgio.
It's so personal, though.
What?
I mean, if she did, she...
Is she...
I just have to share it with you, but you shouldn't have to.
Right. It's not that personal, Giorgio.
It's pretty personal.
Okay. All right.
Especially the second one you mentioned.
And we'll talk to this guy. How you doing, sir? You recognize this guy?
How's it going?
No. He looks, vaguely familiar.
Tell George who you are.
My name's Joel. I come to a lot of these when I can.
Okay, yeah.
Bring my kids, usually.
Mm-hmm. Where are your kids now?
At school today. So we're they're out in Wiley in Plano. So Frisco's the opposite direction.
What do you do for a living?
I work for a small nonprofit ministry, handling their website and social media and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Because small nonprofit ministries need social media.
Yeah,
so you jump on social.
People need to know what's
put
going
a few
on.
Controversial comments on there, try to gin up some traffic.
Yeah, ministry's all about the gram now. So
ministry's all about the gram. So do you have a fake account like As Jesus that you tweet under?
No.
Somebody needs to create Instagram Jesus with him like in front of the manger scene, you know, with doing the duck lips and everything. The phone held up high.
I think I'd lose my job doing that.
I'm telling you, I could bring so much awareness to your social media campaign if you let me tweet as Instagram and Twitter Jesus.
Yeah, we can do one of those guest take over the Twitter things.
Yeah.
You got that for the next couple
days.
We'll
do that. Did you watch your wife give birth?
Yeah, two wives, and yes.
Whoa.
So.
Whoa.
Well, what? That can happen. You can have children with two different women.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
So.
So I got to witness the C-section and the natural. So.
you
have to ask.
You saw both.
Which was worse?
Which one's worse?
The C-section one was more liberating because they like took a little plunger thing to the head to pull it out. And I was like,
the wife's head?
No, to the baby. And I was real worried about being gentle with the baby, but after I saw him wrestle it out,
it's kind of creepy, wasn't it? Looked like they're cutting open an anaconda to get a villager back out of there.
that's not exactly how I described it in the moment, but
that's scoring well.
Right.
With our sales department.
Well, thanks for being here.
All right, good job, Gordo.
There you go. Back to you, Giorgio.
All right, there's Gordo out and about here at Fannin Tree Farm. 8:49 on the ticket. The Stars have seen a lot of Nashville here in just a few days' time. We'll talk to Razor next.